KMA Land catch up today, and we are talking with Maddie Jones, an alum of Fall City and going into her junior season at Northern State, member of the softball program there. It's a Division II school out of the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference, the NSIC. Maddie, how are we doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks a lot for taking the time to chat. You've really put together a strong, you know, start to your career these first couple of years there at Northern State. I guess, you know, from your perspective, what have been your experiences? How have you felt about these first couple of years there?
It's been so fun. College softball is just like, you don't really know what you're walking into when you come into it, but the trials and the tribulations of it are just so fun. And the rewards and success, that's just part of like the team. And the team, I couldn't do anything without them. So,
yeah. You put together a great career at Fall City. And so then you move on to that next level and you're able to make 13 starts as a freshman before really exploding your sophomore year, which we'll get into. But tell me a little bit about, you know, just the transition, the adjustments that you had to make from, you know, going from high school to the collegiate level.
Well, for starters, in high school, I was primarily just a catcher. So when I came into college, I was actually having some knee issues. So had to have surgery and then kind of went into primarily third. So then I was kind of just working in there. And then there was a senior here that was a third baseman. So I kind of split starts there. And then, that was pretty much it. But so fun.
Yeah, you had a .978 fielding percentage. You made just one error for the year there for somebody who was not necessarily used to playing along the infield as much as you did. I mean, how do you explain that?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, well, Maddie Jones, again, Fall City alum. And then it's sophomore year, and you become a regular within that starting lineup. You are named all-conference second team, hit .351, 40 hits, 14 runs scored, 7 doubles, 4 homers, 21 RBI. Just listing off a bunch of stats for you. I mean, when it comes to that sophomore season, what was behind the breakout? What kind of work did you put into, you know, get yourself, you know, to that point?
I think a lot of it was just building confidence. When you come in, like, your freshman year, it's kind of, like, scary. You don't really know, like, what to expect. You're kind of battling, like, your starting spot, you know, and you're kind of just, like, I don't know, scared. And so then my sophomore year, with a little bit of experience my freshman year, it was just building my confidence, getting in the routine, and
mentals are always a very important part of softball/baseball. So for you, did you come into the season, though, you know, coming off your freshman year, thinking that you could have a season like that, or that you were going to be one of the, you know, key pieces of that team? Or I guess what was your kind of expectation going in versus what actually happened?
I did, but in a little way, like, I kind of just wanted to prove myself wrong. Like, I just wanted to, my freshman year, it was, I mean, hitting wise, I wasn't really, like, I hit the ball, but it really didn't land. Like, it would go right to somebody's glove, or, like, they were hard hits. So that was kind of my goal, like, my sophomore year, like, kind of place the ball a little better. And so it wasn't necessarily, like, I just, like, had to find a gap, and that was really my goal. And yeah, somehow it just happened.
Yeah, worked out for you. Did you spend most of your time at catcher, or were you still playing the infield, or what was the story there on the defensive side?
I started a couple games at catcher, but I was primarily starting at third.
Right. Perfect. Well, now you head into your junior year. We're talking in October, so obviously, you know, the season is a few months off. What's going on right now when it comes to, you know, fall workouts and whatnot for your softball team? What are you guys, what are you working on individually trying to get yourself prepared for the junior season?
Well, it's been a pretty busy last couple of weeks. We're in the 15-hour time frame. So if you don't know anything about NCAA, they do 15 hours in the fall for Division II. So it's pretty busy. We have, like, lift at 7 a.m. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then practice every day of the week. And then pitchers and catchers have another hour of bullpen. And then right now we're actually in, like, the full swing of fall games. So we just played University of North Dakota this last Sunday, and we actually split with them. And then individually, I'm just really working on, they're actually working me at first base and then third and more at catcher. So I caught 8 innings on Sunday out of the 14. So I'm excited about that, getting back to my roots. But
yeah. Did it feel like old hat for you? I mean, obviously you grew up being a catcher and probably catching weekends, maybe 15 innings or whatever. And so, I mean, what's that opportunity feel like to you?
Yes, it's so fun. I like it's so hard when you move to third base or like anywhere else in the field, really, because you're not involved in every single play. Like you have to make yourself involved, where that's like that was scary for me like my freshman year because I had never like had to like make that for myself. I was always just involved. And so it's really fun to just like be able to command the field and yeah, I just love it. So
What are
fun.
you right? What are your kind of goals, expectations, maybe from an individual perspective and from a team perspective this upcoming season?
Well, for a team perspective, I'll start there. I really hope we're really, I think we have leaps and bounds. Like we are so much better, I think, and I think we can totally get to the conference tournament. Last year we didn't quite make it, but my freshman year we did, and so that was a fun experience, and I really want our team to be able to experience that. I think we could be in the top five potentially in our conference, and that's not even like just shooting out there. I think we truly can be there. And then individually, I struggled a little bit with errors at third, but this year I really want to like lock in and get used to that. And then I really want to be a catcher. And then I also kind of want to improve my batting average a little better. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to a junior season, I'm sure. Maddie Jones, Falls City alum, junior at Northern State University there in Aberdeen, South Dakota. Again, Maddie, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it. Congrats on the success that you have been seeing, and we wish you the best this year.
Thank you. If anybody wants to come to our camp, it's the 19th,
Okay.
grades 9 through 12.
Okay, perfect. In Aberdeen. All
Yes.
right, perfect. Maddie, thanks a lot.
Thank you.